How should you handle it when a student appears to want the answer instead of help? First, just a little aside why this occurs and occurs so often in computing. We have these odd things called graded assignments, which many other fields do as well, where you're allowed to get help. A graded assignment with help is a recipe for having people ask for the answer. Because they're working on the assignment, which will be graded, and somebody is helping them. Clearly, give me the answer is a reasonable thing to ask. We could discuss the pedagogical decisions that cause this to be so pervasive in computing and alternatives, but for now, I'm going to assume many of you are in such a class, as you're getting this kind of question fairly often. Now, if no TA ever gave in to this kind of request, then they would stop happening. People would learn that they don't work. However, TAs do give in to this request. Why do they do that? Well, first off, teaching is hard. As we talked about cognitive load theory, we talked about some of the ideas related here, right? In order to teach, you have to have the schemata in order to do the task, and you have to have some model of the student's understanding, and you have to have the understanding of how to convey one to the other. There's a lot of pieces going on here. Because teaching is hard, sometimes we default to the answer, to the solution. And I mean default in the same sense it's used in a switch statement in most programming languages. We try one case after another of ways we think we can teach it, and when we run out of cases, we say, as my default, I'm just going to show you the answer. In hopes that looking at the answer will help you understand what it means and how it works. And sometimes it will. Showing answers is a teaching technique, but it also destroys the graded aspect of things. So it's not a good default. There's other reasons that teaching is hard may cause us to give out the answer sometimes. Sometimes we will be tired. Sometimes we'll be rushed. Sometimes we won't know what else to do. Various things here that can cause us to do this instead of teaching. Another reason why people want this is because of the rookie mistake. The mistake almost every TA and teacher makes when they're starting out multiple times. I expect many of you have already made this and will keep making it, even though I already, in an earlier module, described this and its solution, or one of its solutions. Okay? The problem here is student comes with a big task. It is clear task is too big for a student to handle, but it's also clear that they don't know how to get started. You think, if I could get the momentum, things would be good. You explain that first obstacle they're facing, along the way, showing them just a tiny piece of the answer. Won't affect their grade, right? And then you move on your way. Next TA appears, sees the student has made some good progress, but is stuck on the next step. Explains that next step, providing them the next piece of the answer. Moves on their way. Next TA shows up, sees that they have made some good progress, but they're stuck on this one thing. Explains that one thing. You come back. You see how very much farther they were than you were before, but now they're stuck on something. You explain the next step. This means that the students have this model where they can get a tiny piece of the answer at a time from many TAs. If they're patient, they'll get the whole answer. Has all kinds of side effects about them wanting to hold on to TA as long as they can, so they get as large a chunk as possible and minimize the number of times this happens. Other problems as well. But almost every TA falls into this trap at least once, and many again and again. Two solutions. We talked about one when we were talking about cognitive load theory and getting things in working memory. Don't give them a step, give them a roadmap. Show them how they can divide their problem into sub-problems. This can help narrow things down, but it isn't always enough. If this isn't working and you're not feeling this ability, the other thing you can do is give them a different, smaller problem to work on. This problem isn't being graded. This problem is one you use simply to teach the concept, right? They're supposed to build this 300-line program. You give them this 30-line program that to do instead that will only teach these particular concepts. And with that, you don't have to worry about giving away the answer because it's not a graded answer. You can show them if showing them is the best way. You can do whatever you want, and with the hope that that knowledge will be transferable and help them move forward in their other task as well. So these are strategies to keep in mind as you're moving forward, right? particularly when you're dealing with these students and you don't know how to break the problem apart, break it into portions, or use a smaller problem. There are some other solutions you can use when students seem to want the answer. One is you can ask only questions. We talked earlier about the Socratic method, the idea of only asking questions. It is very tricky to give away the whole answer just asking questions. It can be done, but in general, if all you'll do is ask questions of them, they have to do the thinking. You're not going to give away the answer. The next one is to force action. Often students that are hoping for the answer, consciously or not, will sort of resist doing anything. Get them to do something, preferably physically. Get them moving. Get them to draw something and don't proceed until they draw. Get them to write something and don't proceed until they show it to you. Have them look up the answer of something and wait for them to give you the answer. Have them tell you to sort of repeat the lecture or the reading. Have them tell you how it was taught. These actions are things that they'll need to engage in that will then move them in the direction of learning and can have a great benefit in helping move them away from the solution and towards something else. The third one to think about is, what are you looking at? I recommend that you think in terms of every person engaged in a problem should look at their part of the problem. The student's part of the problem is the program or assignment they're working on. Your part of the problem is the student's brain. Look at their brain, not by opening their head, of course, right? But in general, I encourage you to look at the student, look at their face, see what expressions they're doing, read what they're doing. It is amazing to me how often a student will come into my office, turn their computer to face me so they can show me something, and if I just keep looking at them instead of their computer, there'll be a little pause, and then they'll start to move away from, I'm going to show you where I need you to fix my code, to, I'm going to describe to you what's going on and see if you can teach me how to fix it. How we do this when we're in online class can be a little bit trickier, but again, I'd encourage you to do this. Ask them to turn on their cameras so you can see them. See what you can do to direct your attention at them instead of at the thing that they're trying to accomplish. The fourth thing is to say no. Just tell them you won't. There's lots of ways of doing this, but you want to say it, do it firmly. The word no will work fine. It's not the only thing you can say. You can also say something like, I'm not going to answer that question. Or, that's the question we're asking you. Or, great question, what's the answer? Things that just completely don't engage with the question can be a valuable technique in just telling them that something's off limits. Avoid wishy-washy ways of saying it. If you say, maybe that's a little too close to the question that we're asking you, then you've communicated, if I can find a slight way of tweaking it, the TA will give me the answer. Okay? So saying no is hugely valuable and worth doing. You can also say no if they say, can you stay for just 1 minute, or I have one more question? No. I need to move on to other things. There's power in that word. Another one is to wait for a question. Often students that are looking for answers, instead of stating a question, will open simply by stating a problem. They'll say something like, my code doesn't work. My code breaks if you give it the number 3. Okay? These ways of stating problems are inviting you, the TA, to diagnose and solve the problem, which generally are not inviting learning. A good response to this is, okay, so what's your question? And wait for them to give you a question, a topical question, right? They may say, why is it doing that? Okay? To which you can respond, how have you tried to find it? You can jump into the Socratic method to ask them some questions until they ask you a question about course content. What course content is, of course, varies by courses. And for some courses, it is completely in the scope to have a question like, why does this line of code do what it does? In other courses, that may be something they were supposed to have learned earlier. But wait for them and cue them to give you an actual question that you can address, something you can teach them. Last one we'll talk about in this one. Do not become an oracle. In theoretic computer science, we talk about oracle machines. if we imagine a machine that could consult this magical oracle that will only answer yes no questions, so it will answer them completely truthfully every time, how many more problems could be solved? There's all kinds of interesting things to talk about with this, with various hierarchies of oracle machines and so on, but this is not a theoretic computer science class. You'll get to learn about those and those, or already have. Instead, don't be that for your students. Don't give them yes-no answers so that if they ask enough questions, they can sort of divide the space down into the correct answer. The most common oracle-style question I get is this right? Students will show you a solution, you'll say, I can't solve it, and say, well, can you tell me if it's right? To which you can simply say no. A fine thing to do, okay? Sometimes I will also say some things like, I am happy to grade your assignment exactly once. Do you want to grade it now or after it's submitted? Right? These kinds of things can work depending on what's going on. In this also, you should practice your deadpan. Don't give away by your facial expression what the right answer is. If students can try four or five different answers and you smile when they get the right one, it's as good as telling them the answer. Avoid these things. So, some tips for students that want the answer. To give them a smaller problem, give them a roadmap instead of a first step, ask questions, get them to do something, look at them instead of their code or their problem they're working on, tell them no if they're asking for the answer. Get them to ask you a topical question and avoid answering yes-no questions. Together, my hope is these can help solve one of the more common problems we face in classes that have graded assignment with help.